Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Got to make sure that I got a little, so I'm Lima Charlie. I am sounding okay. Check, check, check. I got T-Bone. T-Bone asks, hey, Tuttle, how's your day? I gotta tell you, today has been absolutely amazing. Raymond B. Tuttle, let's have a great show. Thank you, my friend, Raymond B. Iggy T. Coming in. Vulture gives me an LC. Lima Charlie, loud and clear. T-Bone says, good. Richie, Big Dick Rich in the house. How are you, Richie? Mr. Bitcoin himself. Now working this new job, I'm actually thinking about investing some money. Even though I know Bitcoin is not doing that great at the moment, right now is the time to buy. Oh, it's getting bad. Damn it. All right, hold on. Is it better now? Do I need to log off? Give me, I need to know now. Do I need to log off, Mr. Vulture, producer? Yes, okay, so it is good. I got a great show lined up today. I got some guests coming in. Hold on. I'm good. All right. So I got a great guest coming up today. Richie Rich, Big Dick Rich. Good. Stopping in to say what's up. Hope all is well. I miss you, buddy. Seriously, I do. I got Chase Million. I don't know. Million. Chase Million coming in. He is going to be coming in. Chase Million lives in Layton, Utah. He's a Marine Corps from 2005 to 2009, receiving honorable discharge as an infantry rifleman. So I got him coming up at 7:30. You guys probably, if you've listened to Bubba the Love Sponge for any amount of time, I grew up. I have reset it. So reset it. Okay, so let me, hold on. I'm going to reset it. I'll be right back. Give me a second, guys. So I really fucking hate, I really, really hate StreamYard. So I'm getting so upset when it comes to StreamYard. What the fuck is it better now? My producer Vulture told me to reset everything. So hopefully everything here. You know what? Let me. All right, so it's good now. All right. My God. Fuck StreamYard. Really, really, really. I'm hating it. But Claire Metz, I grew up in Volusia County, and I remember I've always been a news junkie, not to like rip off Sean Wasson, from Orlando on Real Radio 104.1. But even being over in Tampa, and say what you want, and I know some of you guys may not like think Bubba knows what he's talking about. You know what? I may go with this. You guys like this one or this one? Can I ask you, do you guys like this or do you guys like this? Would you rather me be bigger or would you rather the news story be bigger? That or this? That or this? I know that this is not very good for the audio podcast. You guys like this or do you like that? I would like to hear. So I'm gonna go ahead and play the news story, but I would like to hear from you guys. Do you like this or do you like that? Would you like me to be bigger and have the news story there? Seriously, I'm the type of radio host, like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm here to super serve you. Do you guys like that? Or do you guys like that? And if you guys want to call in, 407-270-3044. Do you like that or do you like that? Please let me know. Well, you know what? I'm going to go with this for right now. And then whatever you guys say as I'm going. So, well, Jolly Gator, you're saying second one. You like that or do you like that? Do you like me bigger or do you like me smaller? News bigger when on the story. So you like the news story bigger. All right, so I'll go with that since that's all I'm getting. But Claire Metz, she has been doing broadcast news since I was in my freshman year of high school. And this story that she did, just give me a little bit of time to just break this down for you on how good Claire Metz is. This is a story about a son that shot and killed his, so Bob D says, you smaller. Okay. Because it's about the news story. I think that it's about the news story. But Claire Metz did this story about a son that killed his father over an argument. And I'm just going to play it.
Investigators say the father flew from New York on Sunday to confront his son, who'd been staying at the family's second home here in Deltona on Lehigh Drive. They believe the father was shot multiple times that day and his body dumped somewhere in this area.
The theory is...
And by the way, Mike Chitwood is the man. Seriously? I know a lot of people like Grady Judd. I think in Central Florida, Mike Chitwood is the best sheriff that we have here in the state of Florida.
He's somewhere close by.
Sheriff Mike Chitwood believes Juan Santiago was shot to death in the driveway of the family's home Sunday by his 18-year-old son, Johnny. There was blood evidence and shell casings at the scene, and a short window of time before deputies arrived for the son to leave with the body and dispose of it.
We have been using different means to search through the air with Air One for body signature, for all kind of stuff.
Sheriff Chitwood says...
All right, so I know that there is different circumstances, Abraham Dragon Friend writes, Claire is the woman. She is an institution, and we are lucky to have her. I mean, buddy, Abraham Dragon Friend, you fucking nailed it. Seriously. I just, it's been a little over a year that my dad has passed away. I don't think my dad could ever, ever piss me off to the point that I would shoot and kill him. And I know that there's some circumstances of trauma or stuff that could happen, and we don't know the whole entire story on this. But I don't ever think that I could shoot and kill my own father.
The suspect was having behavior issues, which is what brought his father down from New York. The son crashed a car on I-4 last week, and when father and son argued over the keys to a second family vehicle, this white Ford F-150, investigators think Johnny Santiago snapped.
We believe dad was shot multiple times at point blank range.
The suspect wound up in Lake County Monday after fleeing from law enforcement in several.
Look at that. He crashed into this building.
Counties. He was involved in a gun battle and wounded and has so far refused to say anything about his father.
All right. So, if you were not guilty, and I know that there's two sides to every story, but how do you get in a gun battle? Like, Lake County is, all right, so you got Polk County, you got Lake County, you got Volusia County. Those are the three counties that you would not want to get into a gunfight with the sheriff's office. And if you shot and killed your father, like, why are you getting into a gun battle and you crash into the traditional congregation building?
Volusia County Sheriff's investigators will instead...
Hold on, let me see what Abraham Dragon Friend said. Trying to rationalize the type of behavior isn't impossible. You'll drive yourself crazy. Sometimes there isn't a way to explain shit. I mean, you're right. Like, you just don't know what has happened behind the scenes. Keith Vina, it all leads back to mental illness, especially in young adults. And Keith, you're absolutely right, because I'm in that situation where I've dealt with mental illness. I have. I just don't know. I really don't know.
Ed, rely on technology. Father and son cell phones, for example, could be critical.
We're waiting for the return on search warrants on the vehicle and on the phones. That's going to be our best friend. Technology will lead us into where we need to go to find out where he's at.
All right. So this is where I say that Claire Metz is good at what she does. Because there's a lot of field reporters that would not be able to handle the way that Claire Metz did this story. There's no way. And just to let you know about Claire Metz, she only covers stories that are in Volusia County. That's the type of swagger that Claire Metz has.
Back live now, some of the family members.
Now, this is the cousin. This is the cousin. And Claire Metz, like, she's doing our live report, and this guy is there with Claire Metz. And Claire Metz does not, like, miss a beat.
have just arrived back to the home. They've actually been in the area a while. This is
Justo Burgos Santiago,
and you are Juan's cousin.
I'm Juan's cousin. Actually, we consider each other brothers because my mother raised him as an infant.
Tell me this: what do you want us to know right now? What is the message you want to get out there?
The message that I'm putting out.
And then you got this big old girl, you know, on the hog, a bike in the background. And Claire Metz, like. She's just being professional.
To the state of Florida is, I need help. I need help in finding my brother. If anyone knows anything about Juan Santiago, you can call.
Abraham Dragonfriend, let me read this. Nah, I refuse to just blame mental illness. It's not fair to put that shit on the countless humans who deal with mental illness every goddamn day. This is beyond it. And saying it's mental illness is why so many don't get help, because they don't want to be labeled as crazy. I mean, Abraham Dragon, I mean, you bring up a great point. You absolutely do. That's why a lot of people do not seek help. They don't seek help because they're afraid of being labeled.
Call us at 347-728-0405, and that's my personal cell phone. And what I would like is maybe a search and rescue in Florida can help me find my brother. The sheriff's department are looking everywhere. He's still a missing person. That's how I still consider my brother, a missing person.
I know that you said that his t-shirt. Wearing a plaid t-shirt. Yeah, I know you said.
Keith Vina, Claire is a true seasoned professional, grew up with her. I mean, Keith, you're absolutely right. I mean, I grew up my entire life in Volusia County, and Claire, I think she absolutely killed this story. She did. The Jolly Gator, that's why I want to call it mental misunderstanding. I mean, that is a very great point.
That his son, father and son were having some issues before.
It wasn't an issue. It's something my nephew, something went wrong with my nephew. We don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you that.
And you know what? This was his cousin, who he says is his brother, but is still trying to be understanding of just what happened. It's hard to understand exactly what happened. Why a son would kill his own father.
But right now, all you want is the message out there is to find.
What I want the message is if someone can help me find my brother.
And I know you're hoping for a good outcome here.
Yes.
Investigators don't believe that that's possible, but anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
This is our attorney. You would like to speak live?
All right, so. This is why I say Claire is the true professional that she is. The family attorney is on the phone. This is a live report that Claire's doing. This is not produced. This is not whatever it is. And the one of the family members comes forward and says, hey, we got the family attorney on the phone.
Okay. I'm sorry, who's this?
This is our attorney.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're just talking to Justo Santiago.
Are we live?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the attorney for the Santiago family.
Yes,
is there anything you want us to know very quickly?
Just that the family is obviously distraught as to what's going on.
And just to let you know, like, this was thrown upon her and Claire Metz, who is a seasoned veteran, is rolling with it.
You have a lot of different facets to this entire situation. We have concern about a missing father. We have concern about a son who was shot and is in the hospital.
Right.
Everybody is very concerned. We don't know the whereabouts.
Oh, I got to pause this. Fozzie. Fozzie says, he's a poor man's Tommy Chong.
Unfortunately, of the father, of the husband, but our emotions are very high right now. We're under a lot of stress. We just want to see the safe return of his father. That being said, we also equally are as concerned about Johnny, the son and the brother of the family as well.
Brian, are you here in Florida? Or are you in New York?
Are we live on the air right now?
Yeah, you're on live. What the fuck? Seriously, I know that broadcasters have to say, yeah, you're live on the air, but if a family member is going to be like, and you're the attorney and we're pitting you on, yeah, you're live.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I am in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much for taking a minute for us, and we'll get back in touch. And
thank you, Brian.
Thank you so much. We're glad you could share your message. Glad we could share your message. Very sensitive situation, very difficult situation for this Deltona family. These folks, again, down from New York, hoping against hope to find Juan Santiago safe and alive, and of course, to support Johnny Santiago under the circumstances right now. So we will bring you new developments as we get them right here on West 2. Meanwhile, I'm Claire Metz reporting live in Deltona.
Bravo, Claire. Seriously, I thought that this was some of the best local reporting that I have seen in quite some time. Let me get to some of these comments. Abraham Dragon Friend writes to Atomic Citizen 865. Again, trying to rationalize this or that situation is impossible. You literally cannot apply rational thought. I mean, you just can't. The Jolly Gator, thank you for the breakaway. Fozzie, it's report duty to say they're alive. It is. Abraham Dragonfriend, goddamn, she is such a pro. And Fozzie, she looks like Martin Short. No, it's just like, you just don't know what's going on. And just to give you a little bit of an update, they have still not found the body of the father. The son was on the run across multiple counties and then got into a shootout with Lake County Sheriff's Department, was hit and wounded, and we just do not know. The Jolly Gator, she looks like a gilf. I mean, Claire Metz is my print. Are you sure, Tuts? Pretty sure they did find him. Okay, well, Abraham Dragon Friend, if they did find the father, then this is news that has happened since I was able to find the story. So if they found him, matter of fact, so I can't look. My computer gets bogged down whenever I try to. So if you guys want to send me a story, or you want to update me, I would love to find that out. I mean, you can post links in the chat. You can do that. Speaking of Lake County, there was a sheriff's officer that ended up getting caught soliciting a prostitute, a Lake County officer, and it's a no, you can't post links. So if they did find it, then I believe you. If they found the father's body, then that's great. I think that's great for the family. And if they found it, that's good. It gives a little bit of closure. Because I pulled this story, Abraham Dragon Friend, earlier today. So if they were able to find it, Fozzie, Ivana Trump died today. RIP Ivana, make heaven great again. Yeah, Ivana Trump died. Now, she was the father, or the mother of Ivanka, correct? If so, good for her. Good for, and I'm not trying to, like, make light of her death, but man, if you produced Ivana, then good for her. Abraham Dragon Friend. Bro, not great, bro. The daughter called 911 and says she found her father. That is bad. Abraham Dragon Friend, do you know, like, any of the details? Was it nearby? Did the daughter find her father's remains? Oh, in a lake, man. Man, that is so messed up. Holy shit. So, hold on. All right, so let me read this. Abraham Dragon Friend, they received a phone call from their daughter saying they found Juan in an area of Lake Avalon in a pocket. Chitwood said, detectives went over to meet Orange County and we found Mr. Sant. Man, what a horrible story. Shit. But while we're talking about Lake County, over in Lake County, one of their sheriff's officers was caught soliciting prostitute.
A Lake County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested for soliciting prostitution. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says Sergeant Scott Stone turned himself.
This is bad. Yeah, it's a bad look, but I also think prostitution should not be illegal. For real. I mean, if it's between two consenting adults, yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
And today, after a warrant was issued for his arrest, it all started with an investigation back in March after a tip came in from a citizen. They say that led to details coming out that Sergeant Stone paid for sex between June of last year and this.
Is this here? Let me start at the beginning so I can rewind this.
Sheriff's deputy has been arrested for soliciting.
And by the way, while we're on the topic of local news legends, Bob Opsahl, Greg Warmoth. This guy is a goddamn legend. His son, Justin Warmoth, is the big swinging dick on WKMG. I mean, this is like, this is kind of like handing it down. Greg Warmoth down to Justin Warmoth. Greg Warmoth, forget about it. This guy was riding on a jet ski with Shaquille O'Neal back in the heyday of the Orlando Magic.
A Lake County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested for soliciting prostitution. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says Sergeant Scott.
Fozzie said Johnny Double Wentz or not. I will not allow you to speak ill will of Greg Warmoth.
Stone turned himself in today after a warrant was issued for his arrest. It all started with an investigation back in March after a tip came in from a citizen. They say that led to details coming out that Sergeant Stone paid for sex.
I love how they block out the face of the sheriff's officer standing next to him. It's like, oh, I don't want to be associated with a guy that solicited prostitutes.
Between June of last year and this past February, at least one incident happened while Stone was on duty. Stone's bond has been set at $1,000.
Well, I mean, does it suck? Yeah, it does. It does. Abraham, Greg and Martha is Orlando. Martha Sigalski. Yeah. Martha motherfucking Sigalski and Greg Wormuth. But let's be honest, Justin Wormuth, the world, Orlando is his oyster. Keith Vienna, why are all cops bald? Just wondering. I mean, it could be because of stress. I mean, it really, really could. Who knows? This is a story, and my guest is not showing up, so I guess I'm just going to have to roll on. It's supposed to be 7:30. It's 7:30 now. We were talking about how could you kill your father. Abraham Dragon, sex work is work. Should be legal. But if you're on the job doing this shit on the clock, then you're done. I agree. I absolutely agree. But once again, this all comes down to mental illness. And I know this is an older story. This mother killed her kids.
Yeah, guys. I mean, this really is a tough one for everyone here in this community.
Oh, you can hear the generator in the background. Listen to this. I'm going to pump it up.
Yeah, guys. I mean, this really is a tough one for everyone here in this community, whether they knew this family.
Keith Vina writes, tell Vice President to stay away from Florida. We don't need her laughing and talking in circles. Fozzie writes, because nobody's scared of cops with horseshoe male baldness. Fozzie also writes, I'd hit the giddy up sticks every time on a horseshoe bald cop, but wouldn't scamper on a bald bull. Fozzie, you're on fire tonight.
Or they didn't know this family, but all night long I have been speaking with actual family in other states, in Missouri, where this woman is from. She has older children still out there, and they are just simply devastated. But take a look at the scene here behind us as this small memorial does continue here to grow on Victory Boulevard as everyone is just in disbelief.
There was a somber feel in this West Hills community as a once lively home was dark and the fence outside lined with love for three young lives lost.
Sorry for the kids, and that'll be it.
Veronica Avina has...
All right, so let's be honest. This is a sad story, but do you really think that this woman knew this family, or was she just trying to get her 15 minutes of fame?
A son at the same school as two of the children. She says he has...
Fozzie, buddy, you're killing me tonight. Old girl kind of looks like Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Had a lot of questions after the school sent out an email this afternoon.
He just asked me what had happened. I just told him that the mom, you know, that she had done something to them and they were no longer here.
The two boys attended Ivy Charter. Family members tell us they are a second grader named Nathan.
All right, hold on. Are we, do we got some heat between listeners? Abraham Dragon Friend says, Keith, you dead to me. You talk shit about Claire Metz. You owe her an apology. That woman is pure Volusia County and has always done the most of Volusia. We love her. Did I miss some Claire Metz hate from Keith Vina? I didn't see that.
And a fourth grade student named Kevin. Both boys were found dead inside their home Sunday morning. Their 12-year-old sister, Natalie, also died. Police say it was at the hands of their mother and...
One for everyone.
Wait,
here in this
hold
community.
On. Hold on. I know I went thread. Back.
She says
what
he had a lot
fuck?
Of questions after the school sent out an email this afternoon.
He just asked me what had happened.
Hold
I just
on.
Told him that that the mom,
this
know,
is a hot murdering mom.
The two boys attended Ivy Charter. Family members tell us they are a second grader named Nathan and a fourth grade student named Kevin. Both boys were found dead inside their home Sunday morning. Their 12-year-old sister, Natalie.
Hold on, I gotta rewind here. I gotta see if I can find the picture of this hot mom. Hold on. Ooh, Tuttle, like...
The two boys attended Ivy Charter.
Iggy.
Family members tell us they are a second grader named Nick.
Iggy. See, like, I really, really do value your opinion. Did I go too far saying she's a hot mom? Because if I did, I'll take that back.
Nathan and a fourth grade student named Kevin. Both boys were found dead inside their home Sunday morning. Their 12-year-old sister, Natalie, also died. Police say it was at the hands of their mother, Angela.
Iggy. What this woman did was deplorable. She is the worst of worst when it comes to despicable human beings. But come on, look at those eyes, the bone structure, high cheekbones, good teeth, great lips. I mean, Tuttle, come on, LOL. She looks like a Karen. And you know what? Fozzie saw glamour shots called. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that she probably looks Iggy. She looks like she's 300 pounds. She might be. I'm sorry. I'm a very lonely man. Fozzie says, yeah, you know what? You guys are really putting me in a bad spot. That's probably a dude. Abraham, she can be a piece of S, piece of shit, and be high. Casey Anthony, Jody Arriott. I mean, Abraham Dragonfriend brings up a great point. Seriously.
Flores, and investigators say her 16-year-old son also helped in the death of at least one of the children.
Mom, we love the kids. We protect the kids. We are the, like, superwoman. And this is very hard.
Blanca Hernandez lives next door. She was home Saturday night when Flores began acting erratically in her front lawn. She says she called 911 and Flores was taken to the hospital for mental health reasons, but she didn't realize.
Fozzie, I kind of have to back you up on that. Jody Arias, she is hot as F. Especially after, you know, she was going on trial wearing the glasses and everything. Yeah. My producer, Vulture, says guilty. Keith Vina says, go back to school, Abraham. Abraham Dragonfriend says, oh, what the fuck? The six-year-old help? Yeah, this is a really messed up story.
She was her neighbor.
I never saw her. And
I never saw her.
There, I never saw her.
7 hours later, the 16-year-old son went to another neighbor's home to say his brothers and sister were unresponsive.
Yeah, now you help, you little 16-year-old bastard.
And that's when police found them dead inside.
I feel terrible and devastated.
All right, so this is where I have a little bit of a problem. The news by law cannot talk to minors. What mother or what parental, like, adult is allowing this kid to talk to the news? Like, does anybody else have a problem with this, that a parent is a neighbor is allowing their minor? to talk to the news about this. Ugh.
And a bit of an anger in me right now.
And although neighbors say the children hadn't been here long, those who knew them are making it clear they will be missed.
We talked.
Oh, Fozzie. I'll get to that. I guarantee the cops would retreat in a shootout. I don't have the news story.
And actually had a lot of fun with them.
You know what? I'm going to stop this now. And I will get that news story and I will talk about that. The security footage from Uvalde is very, very disturbing. Do you guys realize one of the cops that was in the hallway, his wife was one of the teachers that was getting shot? She had texted her husband and said that I've been shot. I'm bleeding. I'm dying. I cannot put myself in the shoes of first responders. But I know if my wife was one of the teachers that was in that schoolroom with that piece of shit, son of a bitch, that was murdering elementary school kids. And hold on, I'm gonna take this phone call. I think it might be Fozzie. Tuttle Daily Podcast, Fozzie? Is it Fozzie?
Hey, what's up, Tuttle? Yeah, Fozzie here. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, man. So, I'm glad that you brought that up in that comment about the Uvalde shooting. Like,
yep.
It's a crazy-ass story, right, Foz?
Yeah. Well, everybody knows it. Everybody's has seen the video, I'm sure, by now. As we're watching, and what, 77 minutes? Those officers, those people that are supposed to be trained, were waiting as those 19 people got killed, most of them children. And in my opinion, as this video comes out, I know those guys.
But were opinion, they following orders, Fozzie? Were they following orders? What do you think?
I think they were probably following orders. I saw earlier where they even got their shields. They were brandishing shields, so they were well protected, and the school had no protection. But what I was thinking is, Tuttle, as we're watching, as a society, we're watching this video now. To me, some of those officers, I feel in a feeling of some shame and guilt. I think a few of them may or may not take their own lives. Now, I hope they
But Foz, like, you know, here in Orlando, we had the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Yeah.
And a lot of those officers that responded to that tragedy dealt with PTSD. They did. And a lot of them tried to get, you know, pay because they couldn't do their jobs anymore. Fozzie, one of the most heartbreaking stories from the Pulse nightclub shooting was when the officers, after everything was said and done, all the phone calls, all the cell phones that were ringing in the pockets of the dead, those were people trying to reach out to their loved ones. And a lot of the officers said that that was absolutely scarring.
Yeah, you can't even imagine it. You can't even fathom it. Each time you would hear a cell phone ring, it would take you right back to that very moment. But yeah, I was kind of clowning your video there as I was bringing the cop, as the cop was putting the caution tape around a tree, a fat, pudgy cop. I was saying that cop probably would be one to retreat. So man, I'm just trying to make a little funny out of this heavy
no,
situation.
I mean, but you got to, though, Fozzie, though, because it's so fucking depressing. It is.
Yeah, it is. But I want to say, God, rest all those souls. Thoughts and prayers to everybody involved. And Uvalde, I hope you all get your shit together, but maybe you shed some light on something that needed to have light shed upon it. Thanks for your show and what you do, Tuttle. I'm going to hang up and listen and continue on what you're doing. Thanks, bud. See you
later. All right, Fozzie, thank you. And I'm always open. Iggy T writes, but Tuttle, the news is reporting it incorrectly. He tried to go into the classroom to save his wife, and the other cops removed him from the school. Okay, Iggy. I believe you, Iggy, because I know, like, I'm not married. I don't have a significant other. I just know that I could not stand by. I just couldn't. Abraham Dragon Friend, if my wife or child was in there, you couldn't stop me from at least trying to save them. Iggy, I will send you what actually happened with that one cop, at least. Please, Iggy, I would love to. I would. Iggy, I was going to talk about that. There was one guy in the hallway while all this stuff was going on. One guy took the time to reach over to the hand disinfection station to, like, clean off his hands. I'm glad you bring that up. Abraham Dragon, they edited out the sounds of the child screaming. I'm kind of glad that they did. I also am from the mind frame that they should not edit out the news. But I'm really glad that they edited out the children screaming. Abraham Dragon, nah, it's not the same, Tud. They could have done something, anything. They did nothing. I agree. And if any of the mods are editing what people are saying, please don't. Please don't do that. Because I want everybody's viewpoint on this. Keith Vina, I can. They were a bunch of pussies that day. Sorry, that's the way I see it. And there are a lot of people that say that. Keith Vina, there comes a point when you don't follow orders and you go in and protect like you were hired to do. Yes. But I'm also not a first responder. I'm also not a cop. And I'm probably talking a big game. Like, I would go in there, but I'm telling you right now, if my wife was a teacher in one of those classrooms, I'm sorry. I probably would have gotten gunned down by this sick son of a bitch. But I would have at least tried. Fozzie brings up, do you agree with him tearing down the school? I think that they need to at least do their investigation. I have mixed feelings. Like, for example, here in Orlando with the Pulse nightclub. They're not tearing down that building. That building is kind of become like a little bit of a memorial to the victims. And the person that owns Pulse nightclub, I don't have a problem with them keeping it up as long as they're not profiting off of the deaths of the people that died during the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. I do not have a problem with that. Abraham Dragon Friend, yeah, tear it down. They're going to have sick fucks who visited to see the children that are just trying to go to class. I don't see how any student could go to school there. But did they tear down Columbine? You know, I've talked about this when it comes to news stories. One of the first news stories that I remember working in radio was Columbine. There's a lot of news stories that just affect you. The first news story that I remember growing up was the Challenger tragedy, the Challenger explosion. That's one of the first news stories that I remember as a kid. And then in high school, the Oklahoma City bombing, Timothy McVeigh. I remember that. I mean, that building was so fucked up, they had to tear it down, but they got a memorial there. They do. Where I have a problem is if a privately owned person is, you know, making money off of the deaths of people, and I'm not saying that the people that own Pulse Nightclub are doing that. If they want to leave it up as a memorial that is making and helping out the LGBTQT community, then I'm down for that. Abraham Dragonfriend, I'm not absolutely sure. Abraham Dragonfriend, they tore down Sandy Hook, right? Chrissy McCullough. I remember that, the teacher. What color was Chrissy McCullough's eyes? And Fozzie, I mean, I all heard that joke. One blue this way and one blue the other way. Just jokes. But I remember because living so close to the Space Coast, we went out and we saw the launch of the Challenger. And because it was, you know, there was a teacher going up in space. She was supposed to give a lesson plan as a teacher up in space. So I was in the first grade, and we went out and we saw that, and it exploded, and it sucked. And they had to explain to us, Iggy, no, Sandy Hook is still up. Fozzie, if you will, they need to lead the school up and train cops there on how to intervene. Look. It's a tragedy. It is a horrible story. I'm not a first responder, but I just know. And like somebody said that they edited out the screams of the children on the video. I know that I wasn't in that situation, but I just would have a hard time as a first responder if I'm in that hallway. And even if my superior was telling me that to wait, hold. Just the screams of the kids alone. I just, and most of those cops, they had ballistic shields, they had ARs. I mean, it's should've, could've, would've. And hopefully we can learn something from this tragedy alone. Because fuck, man, this is just bad, and it sucks, and I'm sorry that the last little bit of this show was depressing and everything. But this is the type of stuff that we need to talk about. I love trying to keep the show lighthearted. I love trying to make you guys laugh. But this is also the type of stuff that we got to talk about. We have to. Fozzie, those cops were well weaponized and sanitized. Yeah, that was just a bad look. That cop nonchalantly going over there to sanitize his hands. Holy fuck. And I'll leave it on this comment. Abraham Dragon Friend writes, "They are all not worthy of the badge. Fired. Start over." I get it. You can't predict how somebody will react when in fear, but all of them, none of them tried. I mean, this kind of goes back to the same thing about Marjorie Stone Douglas. That cop that they caught on video retreating. Not going in, trying to stop that scumbag from killing all of those people. Like, do we need to make a law where if you take the oath of a first responder, especially a cop, that if you retreat, that you need to be held responsible? Abraham Dragonfin, I mean, that was one cop. This was multiple cops. And I agree with you, Abraham Dragonfin. If I had a bunch of cops in the hallway, let's go get this son of a bitch. Let's go in there. You know what? My producer, Vulture, is a Marine. He is a Marine. The best of the best. I would love, as a soldier, you just go in. You got your buddy on your right. You got your buddy on your left. You just go in. But who knows? Like, could they have saved some lives? Could they have lessened the death toll? Who knows? Who knows? I really do think that there needs to be a little bit of an investigation. Abraham, you know what, Tuds? It reminds me of the people on Flight 911 who said, fuck it, let's go. They said, let's roll. I think that was Flight 93. I mean, so if anything can come from this incident, is that you cannot wait to see what happens. Because Abraham Dragonfriend brings up a great point. On 9/11, when those flights got hijacked, up to that point, you know what we knew? Most of these hijackers are going to land the plane. They are going to make their demands. And then they're going to let the hostages go. But on Flight 93, they heard that, guess what? They're flying planes into buildings. And we need to fight back. And now, see, that is why history is so important. That is why history is one of the most important lessons that we don't teach enough in school. Now, when a hijacker takes over a plane, you can't automatically assume that they're going to land the plane and they're going to make demands and they're going to, like, let people go safely. No, you just cannot make that assumption anymore. You got to fight back. You got to fight back because you just don't know. You don't know if these people are going to fly a plane into a building. And you do. It's fight or flight. Survival of the fittest. Keith Vina writes, I'm not a first responder, but cops don't get enough training. I probably trained more than they do, and I only know that because I have several cop friends. What I'm saying is that you should not assume that somebody is going to come and help you. We're living in a world where you got to defend yourself, and it's sad. It really, really is. And I know that this has been an absolutely depressing shit show towards the end of today's Tuttle Daily Podcast. And I'm going to get out of here, guys. I would like to hear from you. Was this a depressing show? I mean, I really do think that this is stuff that we have to talk about as people. I mean, I know Iggy is a Canadian. I'm just talking about us as just human beings. It's a messed up world. It really, really is. And you can't depend on the government. You can't depend on first response. You gotta defend yourself. And I'm not a gun nut. I support the Second Amendment and stuff, because I feel like people should have the opportunity to protect themselves. And I know some, we need to let teachers arm the, I don't know about that. Is there a right answer to any of this? No, there's not. There's not a right answer to any of this stuff. But I also think that people should have an opportunity to be able to defend themselves from the sickos like this guy that went in Uvalde, or the asshole that went into the Pulse nightclub, or Sandy Hook, or Marjorie Stone Douglas, or I don't know what you could have done about the guy in Las Vegas. That guy was like, he had the upper hand there. I don't see what anybody having a gun would have helped that. But anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. If you get a chance, follow me on social media. Just search Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E. That's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any of those places. If you guys want to leave me a voicemail, you can easily do that, 407-270-3044. Or if you would like to leave me a comment through email, Tuttle. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E, @gmail.com. I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for checking out tonight's show. Hope you guys have a great night. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.